The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Our children are being told that their house is divided, that their gender ideology is this and their physical body is that, and that they were made a mistake. Well, if a generation believes their very formation is a mistake, how are they going to trust God with their transformation?
We are at war for ourselves, our families, and the very lives of our sons and daughters. Lisa Bevere breaks down the fight for female.
Welcome to Life Today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Betty, and this is James, and we're so delighted, James. We have one of our dearest, best friends here, Lisa Bevere, so you're going to get blessed.
I'm telling you, over 30 years, we became family, and, you know, she's actually kind of made me like a dad. I mean, it's been... And she's asked for my help to help keep John in line. And
I do.
It's taken both of us. It's taken all of us. Hey, John, we've had some serious talks, haven't we? Yeah, I've even refereed a few of those serious talks. I love you guys so much. Here is a book that Lisa, she's always stirred when she writes something. I got the impression she was stirred up like at the highest level maybe ever. The Fight for Female, Reclaiming Our Divine Identity. That's really connected to God, divine, not people's opinions. So I'm anxious to hear what she has to say. Lisa, it's really good to see you. You're still beautiful.
Thank you.
How's John doing?
He's doing great. He is enjoying being a grandfather. We have 9 grandkids now.
Isn't that great?
Yes, he loves it. Take some golfing. He's loving it so much. And pickleball. He's all about pickleball right now.
He can golf. When I first met you, John, I kind of feel sorry for you because I can beat you pretty easy. But it ain't that way anymore, buddy. And it's not just because I've had staff. You have gone up real high. Okay. The Fight for Female. I have an idea you got stirred. Mm-hmm. Something stirred you to write this. Am I right?
Yes.
What stirred you?
Well, you know, it's getting harder for me to meet somebody who is older than me. And I was ministering at a church, and afterwards, the matriarch of that body came up to me, and she said, "Did you ever know Derek Prince?" And I said, I didn't. And she said, "Well, we hosted him one time. And when my husband and I drove him back to the hotel room, we looked back, and he was weeping. And we said, Brother Prince, why are you crying? And he said, I see an attack coming against the women. And if the enemy can get the women, he will get the children." Mm. And it just riveted me. And then I had this dream back in 2016. And, you know, I'd love to say I have dreams because I'm spiritual. I think I have dreams because God's like, she's not paying attention. We're just going to have to interrupt her sleep. And I had this dream, James and Betty, where I entered a room filled with women. And the women were all carrying around different rainbow-colored baby dragons, and they were dressed in children's clothing. And it was in 2016. And I went from woman to woman. I'm like, "What? Do you understand you're carrying a dragon?" And they were like, "Oh, these are different dragons. These are the wise, kind dragons." And I was like, no. There is no agreement between daughters and dragons. And they were like, "Don't be afraid. Just pet it." I'm like, "No, I'm not petting your dragon." And at the end of the dream, a woman thrust her dragon towards me, and I reached out, grabbed it by the neck, and broke its neck. And I woke up, and my arms were flying, and I thought, what just happened? I wrote the whole thing out, and then I started to see what was happening with our children, how our children were being sexualized, how our women are being sexualized. We've got women sexualized and silenced. And I thought, what is going on? And then I realized that we are in a Revelation chapter 12, verse 17 moment. And then the dragon was enraged with the woman and went to make war against her children. Mm. And I thought, wow, you know, you can fight me all day long. You come after my kids, there's going to be a different story. And I feel like right now the enemy has somehow made the women agree that the dragon is an ally. When he's not, he's after our children. Our children are being told that they were born in the wrong bodies. Mm-hmm. Our children are being told that their house is divided, that their gender ideology is this and their physical body is that, and that they were made a mistake. Well, if a generation believes their very formation is a mistake, how are they going to trust God with their transformation? Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to go into this as a mother's voice. And I'll have to be honest with you. When I started writing this book, I was angry by what I saw. But as I dove into what was going on, by the end of the book, I was heartbroken. And this is an attack against our children. This is an attack against women's voice. This is an attack against the image of male and female in our culture right now. And I just couldn't be silent.
Don't you think that the children being exposed to, without oversight and control, to everything in social media is totally destroying their ability to even think straight? And
100%.
Don't you think they're being continually seduced and attracted and distracted from what's right and attracted to that which is very dangerous and destructive and deceptive?
Absolutely.
Don't you think that's happening? And
yes.
And if mom and dad, if the family don't bring this under control, then being out of control, we'll find ourselves under the control of the deceiving spirit, and the deceiver takes everything down. He tears everything apart.
Yeah, he does.
He's the father not only of lies, he's the father of division, he's the father of dissension, and he's the father of destruction.
Yep.
That's who he is.
Yep.
And you can see what he's doing. Yep. And when I hear you saying what you're saying, you're saying we need to be who God designed and desires us to be.
Absolutely.
As men and women, as husband and wife, as a family that is the family of the ultimate Father, the Father who wants best, always knows best, and can guide us and direct us to best
100%.
And enable us to help others find that, so that we are literally becoming a great witness for the Father.
Yeah.
And that's what, I don't know, but I hear you when you're saying fight for female, I'm hearing you say fight for who the Father designed and desires us to be.
Yes. You know, my grandmother gave me this serpentine gold necklace when I was a teenager, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I wore it all the time. And my mother would tell my grandmother, you shouldn't give it to her. She doesn't understand the value of a gold necklace. She won't take care of it. And sure enough, I left for college, shoved it in a bathroom drawer, and bent it. Came back from, you know, for a summer break, and I tried to find the necklace, and I couldn't find it. And my mom was like, hey, I have it. And I said, oh, good. You know, can I have it? She said, no, you didn't understand the value of this, and now it is bent out of shape. And I feel like right now, we have not understood the value of our femininity, and now this connection between male and female is bent out of shape. Okay, this is crazy. You're probably not going to even believe this happened. But I went to meet somebody for coffee, and I was wearing a T-shirt that said, the future is male and female. And I had some men come up to me and like, thank you for including us in the future. I'm like, you're welcome. And then I had some women say, I need that T-shirt. So I thought, okay, everybody's happy about this T-shirt. So I took a selfie of myself in the car wearing the T-shirt, and I just wrote underneath it, the future is male and female, because without male and female, there is no future.
That's
just biology. That's just your parents. That's not even deep. 922 comments later, people were enraged. People were like, this is coding like all lives matter. This sounds like you are co-signing with patriarchy. Women, it's our turn now. It's not the men's turn now. It's our turn. I mean, people just went after it. They were yelling, I was a bigot. I was a demon of hate. I mean, it just, and then people started fighting with each other. I'm like, what in the world is going on? So I've learned anytime something is that charged, there's something more behind it. So I just went home and I typed into my computer, what is the origin of the quote, the future is female? And I found out it was from a 1975 lesbian separatist group called Labrys. And you think, what's Labrys? It's the two-headed axe carried by the Amazon and the Greek and Roman goddesses. And they believed that lesbians should live completely separate from males and even heterosexuals for a time period. And it was part of a presentation called What a Well-Dressed Dyke Would Wear. And they said, the quote, the future is female, was a call to war, an invocation, and a spell to cast for the good of all. This is a Washington Post article talking about how Hillary had brought it back into her campaign, and 25% of the proceeds of the future is female will go to Planned Parenthood. Mm. I was like, what? We have child sacrifice. We have spells being cast. We have a separation. When God said, it's not good for man to be alone, that male and female together were a power union. Now we see this power struggle. And I just kind of had this revelation. I looked at this, and my grandson rides his bike over to my house. And Asher comes in, and I said, Asher, what are your thoughts on the quote, the future is female? And he paused, and he said, that I'm unnecessary. Mm. And I thought, do I want my grandson or my husband or my brother or our do I want the males in our world to think they're unnecessary? Goodness, this is a nightmare. Right now, I don't know if you know this, suicides are at the highest rate they've ever been in young men, 24 to 35, because they do feel unnecessary. And so I want women to remember that they are the multipliers, they are not the dividers, that they are the ones that take what is not good and make it so very, very good. And right now we have a lot of men, we have a lot of men presenting as women. But I'm not completely surprised by that because women have been acting like men for decades now. So why are we surprised?
And they acted like that was something to be achieved.
Yeah.
A goal to be achieved.
That's the destruction of the enemy. That's what he wants to do. First of all, he wants to break up the home, the family.
Absolutely.
And he's been able to do that with the young people, with the kids, through all the social media. You know, we don't take time with our kids at the table. Mm. I know when I was growing up, I didn't live in a perfect family, but we had meals together. We sat down at the table together, and we communicated with one another. I think that's so, so important. The enemy hates that communication. And I feel like I'm glad I'm a woman.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's sad to see men, boys, that think they are a woman, you know. Yeah. They're who God didn't create them to be. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just a ploy of the enemy.
Absolutely.
Just to tear apart everything good that God has created.
Absolutely.
And we should be glad. I've never felt like I was lesser than James, because he's a male. I'm glad. Yeah. He's my protector. But he has never treated me like I was his slave or any less than him as a man. We have respect for one another, for who we are, who
right.
God created us to be. And I think we need to get back to that.
100%. Yeah.
Lisa, we've been married 61 years. And you've been part of our journey for 30 years. Would you say that the four of us got pretty close?
Yes, absolutely.
What did you see in us and have you watched in us for 30 years that has in some way perhaps inspired you?
You know, I'm going to probably surprise people with this, but I remember John and you sitting in the front and Betty and I sitting in the back, and John was trying to convince you on something. And you looked at John and you said, hey, if my wife had enough moxie to stand up in front of these other men and say, no, I disagree, I think I'd listen to her. And people don't understand that Betty is so much of your strength and that you honor her wisdom. Betty is not just an accessory. She is a necessity in your life. And I think too many people don't understand that dynamic of celebration. And I mean, I know that when Betty says something, it needs to be weighed heavily. And I know that you modeled that for John and I, that you were working together, that you were a partnership, and that you were one. And one doesn't mean same. Mm-hmm. One means that you celebrate your differences.
That's right.
And going back to what you said about the phone, you know, it's so crazy. When John and I were 25 and 24, we had a missionary from overseas pull us out of a crowd, basically, and say, hey, I want to take you two to breakfast. I see the hand of God on your life. And I was like, really? Because I don't even see it on our lives. And so he said, I want to tell you some of the things I see coming in the future. And he told us a number of things. He said, I'm seeing a spirit of rebellion attacking the households in America. It's going to break the parents and the children's relationship. And he said a couple other things. And then he closed out with saying, I see a day coming where people's lives will be controlled by a box they hold in their hands. And we thought he was senile. I mean, it was 1984. We're like, a box? But look at the phones, and people are being controlled and swayed by what they can hold in their hands. Their very posture is looking down instead of lifting their heads.
That's right.
And we need to realize that what we're wrestling with isn't even a gender ideology. It is an unmaking of the image of God. It is an attack on the image of male and female.
If you could condense and summarize the message you pray captures everyone who reads the fight for female. What message do you want to capture their heart and the direction you pray they go?
Yeah. I'm believing that this is a message of rescue and redemption. I believe that people haven't known what to say, so they've been silent. And I wanted to give them conversational and practical and prophetic insights in this book so that there can be redemption and restoration.
And do you believe we can see that?
I do. But I believe we need to fight it in the spirit, and then we need to outwork it in a practical way.
Well, and I think you laid it out very beautifully and practically. Let me just say a prayer right now. Father, I want to pray for this couple that we've loved so much. I mean, for 30 years, we have felt like family with Lisa and John. We've enjoyed relaxing and resting times together. We've enjoyed in real tense discussions. We've been enjoyed taking on the challenges. And we found that we take it on even as a foursome family, not two couples just trying to get everything straight, but two couples loving you and loving one another and loving our children and now our grandchildren. And Father, what Lisa has shared, she's been given an incredible gift to communicate, just like John has. They're an amazing couple. Both of them a tremendous gift to write. And Lord, so I know there's fire and inspiration in this book. And I pray every woman will get it. And Lord, I pray men will get it to just try to understand what the fight for female is like and the fight against female, the fight against marriage and the family. And Lord, that we will win. And I just hold this book in my hand right now. And I ask you to bless the message. And I want you to bless John and Lisa in everything they do in Jesus' name. What would you say to our viewers that you would encourage them to make a priority focus in their prayer right now?
I think this is the time to drop the stones and hit our knees. Mm-hmm. I believe this is the time to stop choosing sides and to declare, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done."
Yes.
I feel like this is a time for the elect to return to God and that God would heal our land and that we need to use our privilege of voting. We cannot assume it's for everybody else or think because we don't like something that's not perfect. We need to have a guideline of the scriptures on how we vote and not do it on personality. And I feel like this is a time we need to pray for our leaders. We pray for our leaders every single day as an organization. We need to pray. The Bible admonishes us to pray. Yeah. And I think too many people are not praying right now.
And you're calling us back to the principles really that made women so effective and revealed how incredibly important they are. And yeah. And it's a challenge. So I hope, I really pray you'll get the book. Lisa, we're going to ask our viewers to help with what you helped with, you and John. You've supported our mission outreaches. You've been in many of the areas. You have seen the sexual trafficking, as well as the starving children and the thirsty children. You've been all over the world, basically, with Life Outreach, and you've supported the Outreach of Life. You and John have been great, one of our best supporters. I want you to just listen to the journey of a girl that God's love through people like you gave a chance at real life. We sure love you for putting God's loving arms around the overlooked. Watch closely and prayerfully, and then reach out and set a girl free with God's love. You can do it. Watch closely.
I remember walking down the street and seeing this little girl and trying to talk to her, and she couldn't focus. She was working every night at the age of 3 and being drugged. Imagine a 3-year-old child dressed in a very skimpy outfit, like a bathing suit, with full-on makeup. And this little girl was forced to dance for about maybe 7 hours a night. And because she couldn't obviously perform for that long, they would give her drugs. For 2 years, we tried to get this girl off the street. And then the Pate police, a really good commander came on board. And so they went and picked her up. So I remember her coming in here. I remember her sitting here at 4 a.m. on the floor of this room. Within half an hour, she was back to being a child, playing with the toys, eating pizza, and hanging out with a social worker.
The first thing they do is build trust.
They make sure the child is fed, they have clothes, they feel comfortable, and they're trained forensically. What that means is that, first of all, the information can legally be used in court. Our specialists know child development. They know appropriate questions. They know how to ask questions that don't re-traumatize the child that's been through probably the most horrific experience of his or her life. Now she's one of the first in her class. She has an amazing family. She has little kittens. She has about 4 kittens right now. We went to see her, and she's doing gymnastics. So this is the value of this. It is much more than just we have toys, we have kids. This is where kids come. This is where their life changes. Take somebody from the street on drugs and give them their life back.
Wow. Lisa, you and John have been some of our strongest, most faithful supporters. And you've been to many of those places.
I've been to exactly there.
Yeah, right there in that area. Okay, is the love of God that these beautiful people watching us right now and the supporters of Life Outreach, is their support transforming lives?
Absolutely. And there's such a desperate need. And there's so, I mean, it's transforming. But there are so many women waiting. And all we need to do is make that opportunity available to them.
Well, that's what we do when we reach and we rescue and we restore trapped lives. We set them free. We, not me and Betty, we're part of it, just like John and Lisa are. And we've done our part, and we're very faithful in it. We love it. We can't wait to do it. I want you right now, please, to make the largest gift you can to rescue these precious girls. See, we're actually getting these girls before they trap them totally and take them into slavery for the rest of their lives and destroy them. We do it. Now, we get many of them out of the bondage. We get them freed, which is dangerous, but we do it. And you build the safe houses for us. You provide the homes all over the world to give them a home. Would you right now go and get your bank card and say, I'm going to use it like a check? Always use it that way. But I want you to go get it. I want you to go online, or I want you to call that number and make the largest gift you can. Now, please remember this. It takes $128 average to rescue one. Sometimes we get them before the enemy gets them. Many times we have to get them free, and we have to protect them. All of that is costly. It averages $128 per person, per child. And we have some donors, some supporters, who have given a $320,000 matching gift to double what you give. So if you give $128 to rescue one, you got two. And I always say, could you rescue 10 with a $1,280 gift? I know that may be big. It's going to be huge to those you rescue. And now you won't be rescuing 10, you'll be rescuing 20. It's doubled, and it's doubled by love. It's love doubled. Would you please get that bank card, go online, do it now, or dial that number. If you write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us what you're mailing. We need to know. We have some beautiful gifts for you. And if you'd like to have Lisa's book, The Fight for Female, which is so intense, and we're going to win it. We have to win it. You just ask for it. We'll gladly send it to you. And we're going to join the fight together, and we're going to win. Please, would you give a child freedom? Would you give someone trapped the liberty and freedom that only love can offer? Please, get your bank card. Make the best gift you can. We have some beautiful gifts to send you to be a blessing in your life. Thank you for giving life to these precious girls, for giving them freedom. Thank you so much.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 Mission Rescue gift will be doubled to $64. $4 to say thank you for your gift. We'll send you Worship, Wisdom, and Wonder. The pages of this beautifully crafted book are rich with words that will inspire you as you experience the worship found in Psalms. Receive life-giving direction through the wisdom of Proverbs and be reminded of the wonder of our God. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Refuge of Life framed artwork, a beautiful matted picture frame with printed scripture that reminds you to set your mind on worship through the words of Isaiah 44:3. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
So I'm here in Southeast Asia, where we're building our newest life center relationship with our partners for Rescue Life. And behind me is the facade of evil, all the lights, loud music, people that are smiling, but you step in behind these doors and these little girls aren't smiling anymore. There's horrors that go on in these streets that are unimaginable. But we have an opportunity to be able to change, to bring a real change to the lives of individuals that are caught in human trafficking. Boy, we need your help. Whatever you can do right now, I'm asking you, give the very best gift you can. Whether you go online or by phone, please call us, let us know it's coming. But we need your help to bring hope and healing to the girls' lives that are caught behind the doors of all these bright lights.
I want to thank you so much for the gift. Betty, just join me in prayer. Lord, let this be as great a response as we've ever seen to rescue these who are trapped, and know it's going to be doubled in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Remember this, if you'd like to have the Fight for Female, we'll gladly send it to you. Lisa, thank you and thank John. Thank you for standing to fight the good fight with us. Give our love to John. Will you do that?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you for watching Life Today. Tell your friends to watch. Encourage them to support what we're doing, because we're doing His will on earth, and it can be done. Thank you so much for being with us.
And we have a generation who is going in the highways and the byways trying to find out who they are.
Lisa Bevere, tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.